With the pandemic stalling out political campaigns, it's hard to believe that we're less than 6 months away from electing a president. Latinos are a key voting bloc for the presidential candidates this year. As many as 32 million could be eligible to vote in November. And if politicians want to reach them, they have to first appeal to Latinas, the women in this demographic. Here's the world's Daisy Contreras.
Hoy es un día muy importante. So today is a very important day.
2 years ago, right before the midterm elections in Wisconsin, the message was clear. Vote early. Christine Newman Ortiz is with Voces de la Frontera, or Voices from the Border in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The immigrant and workers' rights group is creating networks among families, co-workers, and neighbors to register Latinos and make sure they vote early, especially this November. But how were those connections created? Newman Ortiz says Latinas are key. They rally around specific issues.
These are fundamental issues, issues around healthcare, issues around education, keeping families together, winning immigration reform. So disproportionately, women actually care about these issues.
Women vote more than men across all racial groups, but that gap is even wider for Latinas. Stephanie Valencia is with X Labs, a polling firm.
We all know the role that Latinas play in our communities and our families. They're our matriarchs. They're the glue that holds our families and our communities together.
So Valencia says presidential campaigns need to pay a closer look at the power of the Latina vote and maintain it.
We believe that they will not just turn out to vote themselves, but that they will organize and engage others around them to go and vote as well.
If given a reason to vote, Latinas do show up, says Cristina Bejarano. She's a professor of gender studies at Texas Women's University in Dallas. She says Latinas tend to have higher education levels, they pay more attention to politics, and
Latinas have higher naturalization rates, so they become citizens at higher rates than Latino males, and they also tend to be a bit more liberal and more supportive of Democratic candidates.
This trend has not been lost to the Democratic Party in the past. Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016 also paid more attention to Latinas, but some criticized outreach wasn't strategic enough, and those efforts are not always a priority.
The hard part especially the presidential campaigns, and even just all party campaigns, they tend to not realize the true potential of the Latino vote and realize how they need to strategically mobilize them.
That mobilization is still a challenge. There is a lack of access and enthusiasm, says Bejarano.
The majority of Latinos throughout the country, but especially in those safe states, tend not to get contacted to register or vote. So they don't get outreach by these presidential campaigns or community groups or political parties, and more so with the Latinas.
Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is still figuring out its Latino strategy, which critics say has been shaky from the beginning, while President Donald Trump is focused on older Latino men who tend to lean more conservative. But if the research is accurate, these campaigns might want to win Latinas over first. In Wisconsin, Christine Newman Ortiz with Voces de la Frontera is focused on doing exactly that. She says she's counting on the power of Latinas to bring other Latinos out. That vote could make a difference in that state.
It's not just growing, it's big enough to have a decisive impact in this election.
For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.